Welcome to episode 57 of the 3M Fear podcast. Located within Himachal Pradesh is this beautiful village called Dakshay. It's not your typical touristy spot. Instead, it has a long history, and that includes tales of ghosts and mysteries. In the past, when Mughals wanted to send in criminals for punishment, they would send them to Dakshay. And at that time, this place was called Dagishahi, that translates to royal stain. Later on, the British rulers would turn it into an army cantonment. Over time, Dakshay has been turned into a beautiful place. And today, we are here to talk about the most haunted places within Dakshay. Hello and welcome to the 3AM Fear podcast. I'm Nikita Ferrao, mystery and thriller author. On this podcast, I talk about real crimes and real people. Due to the graphic nature of some of this content, listener discretion is advised. You can find the episode show notes on my website 3amfear.com. Let's get started. This place was founded in 1847 by the East India Company by securing free of cost 5 villages, one of which was Dakshay. During the Britishers' rule, Dakshay was seen as a sanatorium for tuberculosis patients. And that is why one of the most haunted places in that area is their graveyard. As it's in Himachal Pradesh, I did consider adding it in the Haunted Places in Shimla episode. But because Dakshay has so much more in itself, I wanted to create a separate short episode. So this episode is going to be really short because Dakshay has two popular haunted spots. One of the most intriguing stories in Dakshay revolves around its cemetery. Legend has it that Major George Weston, a British doctor, and his wife Mary lived there. While the major was a doctor, his wife was a nursing assistant. They longed for a child, and after several years, Mary finally became pregnant. She was about to be blessed by a baby, but unfortunately, during the 8th month of her pregnancy, she passed away, and so did their child. This happened in the year 1909. To honor his wife and their unborn child, Major Weston built a beautiful marble grave imported from England. However, rumors soon started to spread that Mary's tomb was cursed. Or rather not cursed, one would say it could grant wishes. And these wishes were especially for those mothers who wanted to have a son because Mary was pregnant with a boy. People would visit her grave thinking that it has magical powers and would remove pieces of her grave and take it with them. They believed that if they did this, then they would be blessed with a baby boy. Now, why this is important is because at that time, having a son was very important. A son was considered an heir to your throne, and even if you didn't come from a family of high status, everyone wanted to have a son so that their family name could be taken forward. And the only way to do that was to get Mary's blessings. Now, majority of my audience are from India, so you definitely know to what extent people would go to have a male child. If you're not from India, then you have to know that having a boy was so important that lives were taken in this process. So carving out Mary's tomb was nothing for them. As time passed, sightings of Mary's ghost became common, with many claiming that they had seen her, especially when they were near the gravestone. Now, to why she was there, many believe that she was there because she wanted to protect her gravestone. I mean, why not? But in Dakshay, the cemetery was not the only scary thing. The old central jail, now a museum, was also very scary and was also said to be a haunted place. Built in 1849, it had a dark history of torture and killing, leading many to believe that the souls of the prisoners were still wandering within those walls. It is now a museum and you can definitely pay a visit. I would really want to pay a visit to this place. It is said that the prison cells were so small that a person could barely fit in, let alone do any form of activity. The prisoners who were kept here were tortured, and because this happened during the British rule, you can imagine how horrific that torture could have been. Over the years, the jail became notorious for its torture. I don't want to go too deep into the British rule, but you can imagine people who were taken and kept in here, especially those who tried to go against the Britishers. But one thing I want to mention here is that Mahatma Gandhi voluntarily spent the night here. He wanted to show solidarity with the Irish cause. He had a VIP jail cell with two rooms, a fireplace, and a door leading outside. Today, you can see the same cell with a photograph of Mahatma Gandhi along with a chakra to mark his presence. And years later, his own assassin, Nathuram Godse, would spend a night here when he was being transported to Shimla to stand trial at the High Court there in 1948. Nathuram Godse is believed to be one of the last prisoners to be kept here. In Dakshay Jail, if prisoners misbehave, they were punished by getting only bread and water. Now, in order to get that, they had to stand in a tiny space between the cell door and iron grills. It was so cramped that they couldn't even move or stretch their arms. Now, whether this place is haunted or not, some believe that this could just be a manifestation of people's fears, that they think that because a lot of people were tortured here, and in that process, many had died. So, maybe that's why this place is haunted. Or it could also be the fact that a lot of villages nearby talk about these historical things. I didn't go too deep into the British rule in this episode, but if you want me to, then let me know, then I'll make an in-depth episode on the same. Although Dakshay is not your touristy place, I definitely want to pay a visit to it, especially to see the old Central Jail Museum. A big thank you to all my fellow listeners who have been listening to all my episodes. Thank you so much. Your listens, your support means a lot. If you love my podcast, if you love the stories that I put out, then please do follow me on whichever podcasting platform you're listening from. And please do leave a rating. It will really help me a lot. You can listen to me on other platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other podcasting platform. If you are in India, you can always listen to my podcast on Gaana or JioSaavn. If you love to listen to strange and mysterious stories, then follow me on Instagram and YouTube, where I put out reels on such stories. These are completely different from the ones that I put out on my podcast, so do follow me on them. If you love travel, you can follow me on my travel channels. I'll link them also in the description. Until then, stay kind and stay safe out there.